prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
It's like a battlefield.
There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. It's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpet sounds. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is a war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hello and welcome, my friends. This is Pastor Butch Paul, 21 April 2021. How about that? Welcome to the next broadcast. We're glad you're with us. I'll bring up one of my special friends in a little bit. Y'all heard from her before. We're going to talk to Melody Seastrom with Discount Gold and Silver. And I'll remind you again, if you're listening to this tonight on shortwave on 6115, it's because of Melody Seastrom's generous offer to pay for that Air Force. Now, I really mean that. And by the way, if you listen on 6115, just a reminder, it's not coming in too well. At 11 o'clock tonight, Eastern Time, 11 o'clock p.m. Eastern, go to 3215. It's rebroadcast on there. What's playing right now will be rebroadcast 11 o'clock on 3215. So don't forget that. And tomorrow being Thursday, we'll plan on being in office all day tomorrow. As always, from 9 to 4. I hope you'll call and talk to us tomorrow. Say hi to us. If you have any questions about orders or placing orders, you give us a call tomorrow. As you know, we still have the 62-page information on the attack on the King James Bible and why you need to stay with that Bible, folks. And I can prove it 100 times over. 62 pages. Donation of $15 to help pay the postage. And we sure would appreciate if you do that. Really would. And the Berkeys. After tomorrow, I expect all the Berkeys will be going. Big Berkeys and some Berkey lights and a few travel Berkeys, but people seem to want the big Berkey, the stainless system, or the Berkey light. We had a few left as of yesterday. I don't know about tomorrow, but hopefully there'll be some left tomorrow. If you want them, please, folks, don't wait. They're hard to get right now. We're out of the white filters. We're out of those right now, the PF2s. We'll hope we get them in sometime soon. They're the one that takes the arsenic and fluoride out of city waters. And we'll get those in as soon as we possibly can. We have plenty of PF9s right now, the black filters. But please, I'm saying this sincerely. I'm not just trying to sell you Berkey. You need a water filter. You need a water filter. They put our water system on a boil advisory yesterday. Marsh and I don't pay attention to it. Cold, we drink a water from a Berkey. You give us a call tomorrow at 800-777-4403. We've had long distance. You can call us at 304-846-4448. 304-846-4448. Now, that will save us money, folks, at the end of the month. I promise you, it really does. And we're still offering, of course, a 2-for-1 on the REM sleep and the tranquil. Have that offer going on, hopefully, through the end of the month. And one more time on the church listen line from Bible study this weekend, Phil Hudock will be doing a current event issue by himself on video. You can listen to him on the phone. You can always go to, by the way, if you have a computer, you can go to PastorButch.com and click on live stream, and he'll be on there. I don't know if you're going to start 10:30 or 11:30 Eastern, but one or the other. But the phone number now, you can call and listen on, is so simple. No extensions, no IDs, no nothing. Just dial this number, 339-209-5013. One more time, 339-209-5013. Now, folks, I hope that you'll take advantage of that. I really do. We're so tickled to have that number, and it won't be changing. It'll be there from now on as long as we can pay the bill, okay? Now, one more announcement before we go to our guest tonight. We are blessed today to get a wonderful deal on some AM stations, actually 12 of them. Now, this will be posted on our website very soon. These are live broadcasts. Matter of fact, we're broadcasting right now on these stations all across the country. It's the first live broadcast tonight. We're on tonight. And I want to say welcome to 1680 AM in Avondale, Arizona, 1700 AM to Yuma, Arizona, 1710 AM in Henderson, Nevada, 1630 AM in Sparks, Nevada, 1620 AM in Cedar Park, Texas, 1650 AM in Georgetown, Texas, 1610 AM in Norman, Oklahoma, 1700 AM in Clearwater, Florida, 1710 AM in Homestead, Florida, 1630 AM in Bakersfield, California, 1680 AM in Banning, California, and 1620 AM in South Lyon, Michigan. Welcome, folks, to the broadcast. I hope you stay with us for a while. Tonight we're going to talk about finances, but this is Pastor Butch Paul. We have a Christian-based, solid Christian-based radio broadcast. I hear three nights a week, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. Myself live, and we'll take phone calls, as we always do. You can call and talk to us. We cover all issues. Matter of fact, we get to next, we're going to have a pastor from Canada named Pulaski, who run the inspectors and cops of his church, come in wanting to close him down for COVID. He literally run them out of the building. Not with a gun in his hand, just with the force of his character and the authority in his word and what he had to say. So you're up for, I think, a wonderful experience listening to the radio broadcast. Been doing it now for over 28 years. Again, welcome to all 12 of these stations all over the country. We're glad you're with us, and I do mean that. Sincerely, I do. It's a blessing to have you. Again, this will be listed on our website probably this evening or tomorrow if you want to listen, find out where we are again in all these states. And it'll be also on our email heading when you send out emails. One more thing also, we'll be sending out next week. Can't believe it's the end of the month next week or week after next, actually. No, next week, we'll be sending out the Minuteman magazine free on internet, on email. If you do not receive the Minuteman magazine, you're missing, in my mind, the largest for sure. I think the most comprehensive and all-inclusive magazine available to anyone that wants to know what's going on behind the scenes. You can get it by calling us, again, at the office at 800-777-4403 or emailing me at pastorbutch@startmail.com. pastorbutch@startmail.com, and say, sign me up for the magazine. You'll begin at the 1st of May, and that's a no charge. We want to send it to you because I think you enjoy it. All we ask you is, please, if you get it, pass it on to all of your email address. If you like it, all the ones on your address, pass it on. That's the way we can multiply the effort and get the word of truth out to everybody. Both biblical and factual truth is happening in this country. Again, the Minuteman magazine will be going out of here next week. Email me at pastorbutch.com, send me email address, or call us tomorrow in the office and give it to us. We want you to have it. We really do. Now, after all that, we're going to bring our guest up tonight. Melody Seastrom has been a personal friend of mine and Marsha Jean's, oh my gosh, a lot of years now. I don't know how long it's been. But we've known her for a long time. We've dealt with her in her business over the years. Couldn't always do a whole lot, but did what we could because Melody Seastrom has been a friend, not only to Marsha and I, but to the ministry and to my family. And I really respect what this woman does, her honesty and integrity, and her straightforward answers on the questions you may ask. She doesn't give you malarkey. She don't just try to sell you stuff. She's there to try to help if you want help. Melody Seastrom runs Discount Gold and Silver. And her number, if you want to talk to her sometime, is 800 800-375-4188. 800-375-4188. And I want to bring her up right now. Melody Seuss, are you there?
I am here. Thank you for having me and your new radio stations. A couple of those places, Arizona and Nevada. They used to be some of my old stomping grounds. I lived in Arizona for 25, 26 years, and we used to do a lot of camping up there in Nevada. So beautiful country.
It is. It is. I went to, I've been to Nevada one time, flew up back in the late 90s. A couple flew up for me to baptize them at their home. Nevada is something else. And when I got off the plane and we landed in Reno, now here I am, a country boy from West Virginia. I mean, we have no cities here to speak of. The biggest one's got maybe 60,000 in, I'm guessing. But I get off the city, wall-to-wall people. Of course, gambling. Ralph got playing his slot machines in the hallway, slot machines in the bathrooms. Mm-hmm. And it took us out to eat in a casino, Melody. The casino was huge. Huge. But they had a buffet. All you can eat, you know, food's really cheap there. But anyway, I saw cars
spinning
around. Yeah, food was cheap and it was good. But they had cars spinning around on turntables. They had what they call a suicide something or other. I don't know. You walk down it, you step down three or four steps into where people can lose everything in just a few minutes. And it took us to Virginia City, which is nothing like on the Cartwrights. Not even close. It doesn't resemble it at all. It's just right on the side of a hill with a street maybe 30, 40 feet wide, and then over the hill goes again. But Virginia City was interesting to go into all the saloons. They had a silver dollar lady hanging on the wall, a portrait of a woman outlined in silver dollars and 50-cent pieces and dimes. And I was absolutely amazed, and I enjoy history. And walking through these places, they're still almost the same as they were whenever this city was booming back in the 1800s. And stoves, heating stoves, lined with silver, Melody. Silver was nothing to them. They lined a heating stove with silver on top. Beautiful stoves, beautiful artwork. But I enjoyed that immensely. I did. So, yeah. So we're glad to have everybody on board, as I mentioned tonight. I really mean that. I hope you will enjoy the broadcast. I truly do. But Melody, a lot of things have changed since the 1800s. A lot of things have changed since the late 1990s. As a matter of fact, a lot of things changed in the last 10 years, have they not?
Well, they certainly have. And depending on where you're at, some of the changes financially are good and some are bad. Or I should say not so good.
Yeah.
If you're in the paper market, we've seen certainly some great numbers in the stock markets. If you're a crypto trader, certainly they have been doing very well and so forth. But all those extra dollars that you've earned through your paper investments, what is your true purchasing power? And I think that's what so many people fail to notice, of how inflation just eats away at their purchasing power. You know, there's reports now, we hear Jerome Powell out of the Federal Reserve saying that, you know, he'll be ready to tackle any type of inflation over 2% that presents itself. He's expecting it. He says he has the tools to address that situation when it happens. So these programs are already set to go. The only one that I know that he can do is raise rates, which will bring the economy to a halt no matter what. And but we'll see what other tools that he has. But the point is, the inflation and your purchasing power just erodes. It's a silent theft from the government. And even reports talk about, I mean, I think these numbers are low right now. I think we're truly experiencing probably 8, 9, 10% inflation.
At least.
If you go back and use the old equations that they used to use. But just think of what happens if we just get to 4 or 5%. I mean, Butch, it really is it will bring this economy to a halt like no one's ever seen.
Well, I mean, one instance alone, I said before, and I'll say it again, as on your program I said this, building materials are out of sight. I mean, a tube of four that last year was very expensive then, at $3 to $4 a piece, expensive, well, sight, are now $9, $8 and change plus tax. A 3/4 inch sheet of treated plywood last year was about about $30. Last I checked, it may be higher now, it was $56 plus tax, $60. That's how much it went up just for building materials, folks. bill of materials alone. Another idea of how much inflation went up, 1971, the year Marcia Jean and I got married, almost 50 years ago, the price of gold per dollar on the greenbacks was $35 per ounce. Now it's $1,800 an ounce. That's how much the dollar's dropped in value, folks, as compared to real money like gold. Just try to multiply that out and tell me that the dollar isn't dropping every day. You may still have them. You may still be earning them, maybe more than you did last year even. But it's taking a lot more of them to pay the bills nowadays, isn't it, Melody?
It certainly is. And it's just not here in this country that we're experiencing, and it's everywhere.
No, it's everywhere.
It's everywhere. I mean, if you go to, look at the housing boom that we're having. Look at the increase in pricing there. You have the central banks throwing everything that they can just to keep, just to keep the economies going as is. We have the inflation that is beginning to come in. You and I talked earlier today. Businesses can't find workers. Workers don't want to work.
No, they can't.
No, they get more for government.
But they do. They truly do. And as I said yesterday, I went to a local service station here, get some air put in the truck tires, and I haul some fertilizer and stuff. And they said that this local station not too far from us couldn't get gasoline because they couldn't find truck drivers to drive the trucks. Tractor Supply in Somersville, West Virginia, talking to one of the managers there, they can't find workers to work. So they're putting extra hours on everybody else because they can't find workers who want to work.
Because they get paid too much through all the benefits that they're receiving currently.
That's right.
They're getting their rate.
That's right.
They're getting their rent paid. The eviction notices aren't going out, so they're they have no rent to pay. They get the unemployment. They get all these other benefits. A new benefit coming up is going to be for the children, starting in I think July through the end of the year, $200-$300 a month. That'll probably go. That probably won't stop. You have all these other cities, particularly in California, that are creating the UBI programs. And that's just a start. You're going to see these cities around the country. Well, I don't know about Republican states, but you're going to have, a lot of these cities come up with the UBI programs for people. Because it's easier to pay them off than to try to create a job for them. After you don't work for a while, you get used to that lifestyle.
Yes, you
accept
you do.
That lifestyle. And all your initiative just goes out the window, and you don't want to work anymore, Butch.
Well, it ceases being a helping hand and becomes a habit or a benefit that you expect every month. And, folks, guess who's going to pay for that? We can't. Yeah. No, there's no way no way we ever pay back a $30 trillion debt, and that's really low. For what we truly owe, but we'll never be able to pay it back. We know that. But that won't keep increasing taxes to pay for these other benefits. So the working people end up paying for those who are getting the UBIs. And Melody, to be quite honest, if somebody was giving you $1,000 a month to do nothing, and you would make $1,000 a month to work, which one would you take?
That's a no-brainer, Butch.
Absolutely it is.
I'd work. No.
Yeah. Well, and I understand, and we laugh about that, but seriously, people with integrity probably would most people don't. It bothered me to get something for nothing. It does. I was raised differently than I guess most people today, but I was taught to work and to earn whatever I made. I've never gotten wealthy, by no means wealthy, but I've always had food on my table and a place to sleep, but I earned it by the grace of God, by His strength. He gave me the health and the ability to do it, but I've always been able to feed my own family, Melody, pay for my own home, and take care of what he trusted me with. I think that's important.
I was raised where nothing was free, and money doesn't grow on trees, and that's it. When things are free, you lose. You're going to lose something when you take that free money. And there's a price to be paid because there isn't anything that's free. And it's really not helping people. That's and it's hard to have conversations with folks because it's, they think it's just helping people. And it does help some people. But there's a large percentage that it's taken advantage of. And it's not that we don't want to help people, but it shouldn't be coming from the taxpayers' money. It should be coming, jobs should be created so they can work.
Well, especially for illegals. I know that's not a proper word to use. That's not politically correct. But illegals who come over here illegally, and we end up paying for them. You know, Aristotle said this once, and I want to just put it in the conversation. Aristotle said masculine republics decline into feminine democracies, or socialism basically, and then into despotism. Masculine republics where men are used to the idea of earning a living and paying for themselves and had a little bit of pride in doing that. They kind of decline into feminine democracies where everybody should get something for nothing, and then back into despotism. Fits pretty good, doesn't it?
It does. It truly does.
You know, so there's
try
no
to bring that up into a conversation with anyone who's on the other side, and you're going to be in trouble.
Yeah. Well, you know, in comparison,
and that's sad.
It's sad
that we cannot have conversations with people because, again, this nation is so divided by design.
And that's by design. And it's getting worse every day. You know, in comparison, money standards. And folks, why you say, you're a pastor. Why are you covering this? Because the Lord God Almighty covers finances in His Word very carefully and clearly. From tithing and offerings to what is real money, which is only gold and silver in the Scriptures. Check it out for yourself. And he abhors unjust weights and measures. So we talk about this because it's in the Scriptures. Whenever we pass a fiat currency around to other people for something of substance, we're actually stealing from them. We don't know that. Well, we take it also. But it's worth nothing. We think it's worth something. That's why it works. But money comparisons. Listen to this, Melody. In 1913, if you had $100,000 in cash, you also had $100,000 in gold and silver in the bank. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, I do.
And in 2020, the $100,000 in cash has shrank to $3,800. Think about that. In 2020, $100,000 in gold that you bought in 1913 is now $14,500,000. And silver, $100,000 of silver that you bought in 1913 is worth $7,142,000. So don't tell me the dollar hasn't shrank tremendously in all this time. Folks, think about that. From $100,000, the dollar dropped to $3,800, but gold and silver went up many fold, hundreds of times, because the dollar's no longer worth anything. Any comments on building?
No. I mean, that's a perfect example of the erosion of our purchasing power and what the fiat dollars have done, what they have done to our monetary system. We have debt too great to be paid. Now, it's not the first time I've said it, and it won't be the last time I've said it. And there will be a day in the near future. But we talk about, and we always reference that big event, the big reset. Well, the problem is, ladies and gentlemen, is that you're losing your purchasing power every day. You don't have to have that big event to lose your purchasing power, because it's such a quiet, sneaky little thief of your money. It's just not prices are rising because they're prosperity. It's inflation. Inflation is a monetary phenomenon. Yes, it's supply and demand to some degree, but not what we're experiencing when we're under that fiat currency. And I can remember reading magazines, Butch, you know, like The Look and The Post back in the 50s. That's when they actually began to see a little inflation creep in, and in the 60s, after they stopped the silver. And there was always interviews of housewives. There were housewives back then complaining about the meat prices, and they complained, and you don't see any of that today.
No.
You don't see anyone complaining about pricing, because we've exported all of our inflation over to China temporarily for the past how many years? 15, 20 years? Those were our jobs. You know,
That's true.
Could buy all the cheap trinkets coming in from China, all the TVs, all the telephones, all the clothing, shoes, furniture, cars. That's how we exported our inflation, the costs of everything. We kept saying, well, gee, television prices are going lower and lower. And look at the cost. look what it has actually cost us. I mean, basically, it's cost us our country.
Oh, absolutely. And it's cost us a lot of our freedoms. It
truly
is. A lot
of our freedoms.
You know, somebody once said, modern slaves are not in chains, they are in debt.
Yes. It's sad, but true. Government is the biggest debtor of all.
And see, the Bible says that's, and the Bible says that that borrow a servant to the lender. So this is proven Bible also, folks. Everything we're telling tonight is scriptural. It's fact. When you borrow, you're a slave to the lender. You owe them, and you got to work all until you pay that off. You're never your own boss until you pay it off. That's why Ben Franklin said, "I'd rather go to bed without dinner than to rise in debt." These are common sense statements, not coming from me and Melody, but from people that know what they're talking about. This is what we're saying tonight. This is all common sense information. And now we're seeing our children and our grandchildren, our great-grandchildren. If we stopped all spending right now, all excess spending, if we balanced a budget, we quit spending anything extra, we could never pay back the debt through 100 generations. You know that.
Yes, I do. The debt cannot be paid. It will be defaulted on.
And that's what I'm talking about the Great Reset.
Not even sure, you know, I haven't researched it lately. I'm not even sure I guess we are at least servicing the debt. But why do you think there was such a big to-do when interest rates were rising before the pre-pandemic? Why do you think President Trump was out there screaming to Jerome Powell to get those rates lowered? It wasn't for you and me because we could buy cheaper homes because of interest rates and so forth. That helped. But it was the corporate debt. It was government debt. They couldn't pay it. They couldn't service it. It was beginning to hit them. So they had to lower the rates. And what's going to happen with inflation? Well, if inflation comes in, government likes inflation. They need inflation, ultimately.
Well, it's higher taxes too. They cost you more money. You may earn it. You're paying more in Texas taxes. And folks, every time they give a federal pay increase on wages or states, whatever, you lose. Everyone loses. Those who get a pay raise lose because inflation takes over. They raise prices of goods. They cut workers' hours. Melody, today, most workers are doing well to get 32 hours a week. Because if you go 40 or more, the law says they have to have insurance. That's another way to cut back on workers' hours and make them poorer than they were before. It's better to have 50 hours a week and no insurance and extra money than to have 32 hours a week and no insurance. You follow what I'm saying?
Yes, I do.
If you can't afford to pay the bills 32 hours a week, 50 hours a week can help pay a few more bills whether they had insurance or not. Folks, we have been swindled. We have been taken in. One step at a time into a socialist democracy, which leads totally to communism pretty quickly. Go ahead, Melody. I'll shut up a minute.
Well, I hear the music, so I didn't know if we were heading into a break.
Oh, I didn't hear music. There it is. Okay, folks, play the bait. Don't go away.
5 years ago, I had such chronic back pain that at one point I bought 3 mattresses within an 18-month period, hoping to relieve my lower back pain. I was only 40, and I hiked daily along with eating a fairly healthy diet. I was not overweight and didn't really have a reason for my back pain. As soon as I started using 3 sprays of Synergy One each morning, the pain immediately went away, and I've never had it again. I also use Synergy One before bed for a better night's sleep. Whenever my mom has back pain, I remind her to use Synergy One. Sure enough, she's all better after using it. I've probably given over 10 bottles away to friends with back pain. I take it when I travel and never miss a day.
Raising growth hormone levels to a more youthful level consistently results in deeper sleep, better energy and mood, fat loss, and the elimination of pain through the repair of injuries. Synergy One is guaranteed to improve the health of your body or your money back. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit synergisticuniverse.com.
Hello, folks. Pastor Butch here to tell you about our newest sponsor, a store food company that truly surpasses all the others for quality and flavor. Numana Storable Foods, the only storable food manufacturer that has all their foods grown in the USA. They are GMO-free, have no artificial sweeteners, no high fructose corn syrup, no MSGs, no chemical preservatives, and no soy. They are simply the best storable foods available for all the right reasons. Go to Numana.com or call 888-597-0775 and mention code Pastor Butch to get 10% off your merchandise. Again, Numana.com or call 888-597-0775. Mention code Pastor Butch for a 10% discount.
Are you paying an arm and a leg for a healthy alternative lifestyle? Are you tired of products not meeting your expectations? Is it becoming harder for you to have faith in restoring your body to the temple it began as? I know your struggle is real, and I'd be honored to help you and those you care about feel better and thrive. With organic ingredients and no fillers made right here in our own country, many of which are wildcrafted right here in the mountains of Montana, we at Superior Mountain Herbs are blessed to be able to get you the best herbal products with no hassles or misleading information. Truth and transparency is what you get with us. For a free list of products available to hear this month's special as well, please call Summer at 406-274-7579 or email me at green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com. That's green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it: to secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity. Invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cedarstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
This is war, not a game we're playing. This is war. Hear me what I'm saying. Pick up your sword and shield. Get on the battlefield. Satan's armies come to kill.
All righty, folks, we are back, and the phone line is open. If you have any questions, comments, maybe you talked to Melody before, maybe you dealt with Melody in the past. How about you call and tell us about the experience you had? I guarantee it was good. 844-769-2944. 844-769-2944. Now, I want to share just something else and get Melody back up with me. But I want to share something. And Melody, Marsh and I were married 50 years ago this year. And when we were going through this, it didn't seem pleasant. But we had a tough time paying bills. I worked sometimes three jobs. But I really had to sweat to make the mortgage payment and maybe a car payment and buy some groceries. I really had to work at it. And it was tight. It was tough. But, I look back on it now, and I'm so thankful. I am so thankful that the Lord allowed us to go through that. Because it brought her and I closer together, working together to try to feed three grown boys and give them a home, a roof over their head, and clothes on their back. And my boys never were all tickled about getting name-brand products. We bought their shoes, tennis shoes for school, from dollar store. They didn't mind. They didn't mind. They didn't wear Reeboks or whatever they are and all the fancy stuff. But they were tickled pink to have them. But I'm so thankful we went through that, because now we can appreciate, although we're not by no means wealthy now, we can appreciate the fact that we're debt-free. And I owe that to you and Bob Chapman and some other people who told me 20 years ago, back in the 90s, I heard people talking about this, buy silver and gold when you can. Back then, silver eagles were $3 a piece. Now they're what, 30 bucks a piece? Is that about right?
Silver Eagles, you're running close to 36, 37.
Wow, almost 40 bucks. Yep. And folks, because I listened to these folks, and I prayed about it. I looked at the Bible and asked other people, and they, this is biblical. This is real money. I bought them when I could. It couldn't buy me. Sometimes one at a time. But by the grace of God, I was able to pay off the house and property 17 years early. You have no idea how good that felt. And I praise my God in heaven that I listened to wise counsel. I couldn't buy hardly any for a long time. I couldn't afford many a time. But as I bought them, I saved them up. And when I sold them, Billy, when I sold the silver dollars, They were $12 a piece. Now they're going on 40. Think about that. So anyway, you need to call Melody up and talk to her at 800-375-4188. And phone lines are open at 844-769-2944. If you talked to Melody before, you'd like to share something about the experience with her, please let us know that. I know me and my listeners have talked to you in the past and love working with you. Melody, you go ahead and say a few things. I'll shut up in a minute.
Oh, thanks. Well, I think what you said was important when people... It's hard for people to save anymore because we have this vision of dollars are worthless. I mean, they truly are. And I remember we used to save pennies. Now we save, you know, dollars. You know, it's you find coinage in the streets. People don't even bother. I do. But most people don't even bother. They walk by quarters and dimes on the street. They don't pick them up anymore because it's, what does it buy? Gold and silver is a great savings. It's a way to save your money. You convert those fiat dollars and you put it into gold and silver. You put it away and you forget about it. And then it's there. You continue to accumulate and then it's there. And because it is, you do have to, if you want to sell it, you just can't walk into the store and spend it. So, you know, even if you had a savings account at the bank, you can just, you know, write a check, transfer, real simple. So it's a great savings tool, gold and silver. And so there's multiple uses and reasons that you should purchase gold and silver. And, of course, your purchasing power, your retirement accounts. I think everybody's heard me say these things before on this program. And if you listen to our program at 4 o'clock Eastern, Monday through Friday, that you can listen to it from the website, dgscoins.com, you'll understand all the reasons why you need to own gold and silver in the world in which we live today. You really do need to protect yourself. You truly do in so many ways.
And not just for yourself. I don't have a fortune in it, Melody, but when my wife and I pass away, we will, I can pass on to my sons and my grandchildren.
Mm-hmm.
It'll be worth more then than it is now. Obviously, if silver dollars are $36, $37 a piece, when I start buying $3 a piece, that's quite a bit of an increase over 20-some years. Huge increase over 20-some years. So, folks, it'll be worth a whole lot more when I pass on to my children and grandchildren. I leave them a little bit of an inheritance anyway. And I'm thankful that I did that because the Bible says a good man leaves an inheritance to his children's children, the grandchildren. And I want to do that. I truly, truly do. And, folks, the line's open. I can't believe nobody's calling in and sharing the experience dealing with you. 844-769-2944. Go ahead, Melody.
Well, not even though, you know, I appreciate those that, you know, would call and do that. But if you have gold questions about gold and silver, because usually after the programs I get calls, well, I have this question, call, because everybody has those same questions. And it doesn't, you know, there's so many things that are going on and around the world today. I mean, right before the program, I was telling Butch that there's alarms going off in southern Israel, explosions heard throughout the country. That story is just developing. Black swans like that can change everything. A year ago, look how it changed things. Look how our lives have changed. And that's just a sample of what we're going to face here in the near future. And I don't mean to be gloom and doom. I think it's great that you can preserve your purchasing power. You talk about being positive. That's the best thing that you can do. You heard Butch's story, and I hear those stories. That's what I'd like to hear is the stories about how it has helped you and or your family and so forth. So there's a lot of things going on, Butch.
Oh, there are. I mean, right now, sincerely, Ukraine and Russia have been fighting on the borders for years now. Russia is surrounding Ukraine, and right now we know of 150,000 troops already, more on the way, with tanks and everything else to surround the country, to invade Ukraine. America's got her nose stuck into it as normal, and this could lead to some really bad situations. China is on the verge of invading Taiwan, take back what they call their colony that's been free from them for, I don't know, 50, 60 years now. They want it back, and China warned the U.S., don't try to help them. Don't do that. Putin said, "Don't cross the red, don't cross Russia's red lines." Folks, if we go to war, even with just conventional warfare, my goodness, can you imagine what's going to do this country? I mean, really, think about that. What's going to do to it? And God forbid this would turn to be a nuclear war. No one wins a nuclear war. You say, what good will gold and silver do me then? Because when nothing else is of value, you can barter nothing else with it. Sure, you can barter other things too, food, water, whatever. But you got to have something to start with to get into the food if you don't have it stored up already. So this is something to think about. It really is. Again, 844-769-2944. You probably heard of a guy named Pilla. I can't remember his first name. Dan Pilla. Talks about handling, helping people with the income taxes. You probably heard that, haven't you, who he is?
There's several of them, yes.
Yeah, Dan Pilla. But his son, Josh Pilla, when he said this was 9 years old, this has been several years ago, but Josh Pilla, a nine-year-old boy, said, "Daddy, if the governments print the money, why do they tax the people? They can just print more money." Good question. You know, what do they need money for? They just print it.
Well, to some degree, that's exactly what they are doing.
It is.
To perhaps half of the population that don't pay taxes. There's a large part of the population that doesn't pay. And they're getting benefits. So to some degree, half of it, that is true. It's already happening.
And with every additional one they print and give to the banks and charge interest, inflation takes over that much more. I mean, Powell said, "Well, we're not out of. We can handle this right now. We can take care of it." I don't believe that for a minute. We're not too far in debt to get out of it. I don't believe that for one minute, not at all. And a comparison I have here, I think, folks, we're going to compare dollars to seconds, like in a minute, seconds in a minute. Now, listen, what I'm going to tell you: if you spend a dollar a minute, it would take you 12 days to spend $1 million. Okay, that's 1 million seconds. If you spend a dollar a minute and you had $1 billion, it would take 30 days to spend $1 billion. All right, that's dollar a second. If you had $1 trillion, it would take you 32,000 years to spend a dollar a minute. And we're $30 trillion in debt that they admit to. Melga, I don't think we can get that back.
We have no idea what $1 trillion is. And, you know, when we're talking about global debt, it's just truly astounding. And I could just imagine these guys when they go home, these central bankers and government officials, when they go home at night, they probably go, "Phew, we got through today," and plan for how they can keep it going tomorrow, because this is just the system is so fragile. And they do have unlimited powers. So you can never underestimate their ability to keep this going a little bit longer. It's all digits.
I said for years and years.
They've got people sitting behind computers just rigging the digits. How would anybody know? Oh, I was told, they can't do that because, you know, that just wouldn't happen. Really? Even the stock market, I say there's just people sitting there plugging in digits. They're just digits. There's nothing behind them. They're transferring digits from one financial account to another. That's all it is.
And folks, to
prove
the point,
it's mind-boggling, Butch, to say
it is.
It's not real. Just digits. Go try to call in those digits someday.
Try to go to the bank and get $30,000 in cash. Try it sometime. First off, they're going to question why you want it. But try it. They don't have it. And if you think that Mel is just pulling your leg, when you go to...
Yeah, what
go
they do is they give you a cashier's check.
That's right. No money.
So you can take it to the bank and deposit it. And you get more digits.
But she's telling the truth. If you go to the bank tomorrow and you want to borrow $20,000 to buy a car, they don't give you $201,000 bills or $100 bills. They give you... As you said, a cashier's check.
Cashier's check.
Where they transfer it over. They transfer it over to your checking account.
Or the
and
bank
you lay them down a piece of paper.
Into your account.
Sure. So,
so
there's no money changing
digits.
Hands here.
And when you think of all these, I mean, we used to talk a lot about these master computers, the beast, places all around the world where they have these. I mean, the stock market, it's all digits, algorithms. But somebody's got to input the information. Somebody's got to do it. Just doesn't do it by itself.
No, it doesn't.
So, yeah, but I mean, it's to me, the markets are like just a bunch of people sitting behind computers typing. But anyway,
well,
that's
folks,
my
the Bible
conspiracy
says a wise
theory,
man.
And I'm sticking to it.
The scriptures tell us that the wise man sees trouble coming and prepares himself for it. And we, surely we can see trouble coming. Our nation has been divided into factions and race and all manner of different factions. I mean, look at the chaos right now in the streets and BLM, which is I think is a organization of thugs, and the higher ups are making billions off of millions of dollars off of it, and they're using people to do this with. We're seeing this happen. It's causing division in the country. It's causing hatred, and that shouldn't be ever. You don't hate somebody because of the color of their skin, but in America, it's changing. Now the whites are getting really ticked off at the blacks, and the blacks and the minority, the very small minority of blacks are involved in BLM. Most of them are hardworking people just like you and I are trying to pay their bills. But they're causing division. They're causing unrest in society. When society crumbles into a immoral, chaotic state, what's it going to do to your jobs? I mean, look what COVID did, a hyped-up virus. They haven't even isolated yet they're giving vaccination to it, which are not vaccinations and are experimental. And it shut down the world's economy. People are having trouble getting parts in because the economy is not back to where it ought to be. Prices are skyrocketing. People are not wanting to go back to work because they're making money sitting at home. That is affecting all of us. Please don't think just because you could buy a hamburger today that it doesn't affect your future and your children's future, because it does. Financial discipline is needed. Melody always tried to teach my boys, and I never had it perfect myself, I tried to teach my sons that first off, 10% of tithes goes off the top. It goes into a work that the Lord God tells you to put it into to help other people. That's tithe. That belongs to the God. Malachi 3 says so. And more than that, in offerings. But nonetheless, I said the tithes go off top. You put 10% back in a slush fund in case you put it back as you have to buy tires or something comes along you don't expect. You have some a little bit of money put back. 10% into a savings account of some kind. Preferably put some back in gold and silver and some back in cash. But for the slush fund, you know, just for emergencies. And then you live on the rest of it. If you can do that, you can discipline yourself to get by. You'll never be quite behind when it comes to needing a set of tires or a car breaks down or something. You'll have some cash to pay for it with. And you'll have something back in savings. Maybe, like I said, a few gold and silver coins. You always cash back in at a higher price to go from there. So these are common sense biblical applications on how to take care of your families. And again, we're down to the last 15 minutes and phones are quiet, and that's fine. If you don't want to call, that's okay. But 844-769-2944 is the number. But Melody, you're seeing this in your lifetime. I'll see in my lifetime, the nation has changed. You're talking about, you know, not picking change out of the street. I can remember the time when a dime would buy you a Coke. You remember
exactly.
Those days? And you got 3 cents back if you took the bottle back. So it only cost 7 cents for the Coke.
Exactly.
And a penny would buy a couple pieces of bubble gum.
Yes, it would.
That's what the difference is. So picking up a dime or even a penny back when I've grown up was worthwhile. But, yeah, I understand. People don't fool with them much. I still pick them up and I put them in the change holder in my car in case someone buys something on the way and need change. But you're right. They're not really worth the effort. But if you think about it, a silver dime will still buy you a gallon of gas, won't it?
It certainly will.
And they're worth, what, about $2.80 a piece now?
They are. They are.
Folks, think about that. If you had real money, you'd still be paying 10 cents for a gallon of gas. Gas hasn't got scarcer. The dollar's dropped in value. 1964, they took the silver out of the dollar, the last vestige of any worth in a dollar, and turned it completely to a fiat currency. They took the gold standard out in 1971 for worldwide trading, and then they went to the petrodollar, which is starting to shrink quickly now. China's moving in with a gold-backed yuan really soon. They're going into digital currency. They're battling the United States. And they are even with us already economically. And they said so. They don't need us any longer. We made them rich by shipping everything overseas and buying all the goods from foreign countries. We made China rich. We made Russia rich. and now they come back after us. So this is what's happened. We're telling you the truth because your enemies, according to scriptures, will be over you when you turn your back on God. He puts wicked people to punish you, and it's happening. It's happening. John Calvin said the way God punishes wicked nations is he's given them evil leaders. And God help us, folks. I'm not a trumpeteer, never was. But Biden is absolutely 10 times worse in so many different ways. I mean, not only is he trying to grab our guns, he's coming down promoting sexual perversion. He's opened the borders up, and Arizona had to put the National Guard on the border to help protect it. Been flooded 100-some thousand illegals this month alone. This is happening right now as we speak. And you're going to pay for those illegals, folks. You're going to pay for them. You're going to feed them, clothe them, and house them. That's the idea of making us destroy the economy. Melody, go ahead.
Or they can just go to New York City and they'll get $15,000.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Yeah,
they do.
Yeah, yeah.
But, I mean, they do, just for being illegal.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh. And tell us real quickly. Go ahead.
I know. It's just like, I mean, you and I have been doing this a long time. And I was told a long, long time ago. I says, well, how worse? And this was in the mid-90s. Well, how much worse can it become? And the person I was talking to said, it's going to get much, much worse. And here we are today.
Yeah.
And it's, if you truly look at the fundamentals and the structure of this nation and the structure of the economy and the structure of the Wall Street, it truly is broken. We're a bankrupt nation. Of course, there's a lot of bankrupt nations around the world. And that's why what they'll do is they'll pull the plug and equalize us. They'll eliminate. They'll default. Everybody will default on their debt. Questions that I get a lot now: will the debt on the on our debt? And I says, well, I don't think they'll default on ours. They'll still want our money. It depends. Depends if our money goes to zero and we don't have anything to give them. Then yeah, maybe they'll default and they can start the cycle all over again. But
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
I don't think anybody knows how this is all going to play out, except we can see the big picture, and the key word is default. They will default on the debt.
And that's what we're calling the Great Reset, right?
Well, there's various things that people, but I do. I say the reset is default. They're defaulting on the debt. They're defaulting on our monetary policy. They're defaulting on, and it will become a global banking system. I mean, we're not that far of a stretch now from it.
No, we're not.
You know, but it will be quote unquote official.
I had a magazine cover I put in a news magazine a year and a half ago it was a magazine on economics. I cannot remember the name of it, but it showed money on fire, all different currencies, and a bird standing on top of it. A phoenix, and it says something along the rise of the phoenix. I mean, they're just talking about making a worldwide currency, and they call it the phoenix. But this was, I thought, almost prophetic. This is back probably about 10, 15 years ago, back in the 80s, I believe it was, or the early 90s, that the world economy is going to be worth nothing, and they're going to come up with a world currency. This is all biblical also. I mean, the beast system will be one world currency, monetary system, as well as everything else involved in our lives. So this isn't anything, folks, that's new. It's been prophesied for over 4,000 years, and it's coming together. That's why tonight's broadcast is from a pastor and a friend to share the truth and maybe just get you thinking about these things.
Well, the headlines today out of Amazon is they're going to let Whole Foods shoppers pay with a swipe of their palm.
That's exactly right.
And it's starting on Wednesday around Seattle. And the move shows just how Amazon is bringing this technology in use. The brick-and-mortar stores go in Brooks stores to the grocery chain. And it's called Amazon One.
And Amazon now opening up beauty parlors.
Yeah.
Brick-and-mortar beauty parlors. This is in England right now. This is in the UK, but heck, it'll be here soon. Folks, this is all for real stuff. We're sharing with you because we hope you'll listen, because we do care. You can call Mel at 800-375-4242. 4188. The phone calls have been, I mean, the phone has been very quiet tonight, and I'm sure it's because people listening. I've been told many times, we don't want to interrupt you. You're making too many good points, and I appreciate that. But don't ever be shy to call and talk to us or ask questions. That's what we're here for. I'm nobody but a hillbilly preacher. I'm nobody special at all. I'm just me. If you don't believe me, ask my wife, Marcia Jean. She'll tell you how unspecial I am at times. And if you want to know my faults, get you 2 or 3 legal pads and 4 or 5 ink pens, come and talk to her. You can list them all down. So this is the way it is. We're just people also. We're just sharing what we know to be true, trying to be a blessing to you. That's all we're trying to do. And for all the new stations listening tonight, again, welcome aboard. And I do sincerely mean that. I truly do. And I'll be in the office tomorrow. Like I said, you can call us tomorrow if you want to call Pastor Bush and ask any questions. Please feel free to call me at 800-777-4403 or 304-846-4448. Now we're down about the last 2 minutes. What do you want to say in closing?
Well, I want to thank you for having me on the program, and I want to thank the listeners for joining in. And, you know, if they have any questions on their, we're not financial planners. We just help you navigate into the gold and silver world so you can get the best prices and the best service when you're making, because it is a big deal that there's a lot of high-pressured salespeople out there, and we don't do that. You know, I educate you. I want you to make the informative decision on what products you want and so forth. I can help you with the information. But you got to give us a call, and you have to view your own finances and come to terms of protecting. And, you know, you mentioned bartering. And when people think, you know, people say, well, I can barter with milk. I can barter with food. Yeah, you can. But you got to remember that the person that you're bartering with needs to want your food. But if he can barter with gold, he can turn around and buy whatever he needs. And that's why gold and silver is probably a little more important to have for bartering than some of these other items, whether it be coffee and liquor and so forth. If you're bartering with liquor, you better have someone who drinks on the other end that wants it. But gold and silver is real money. And it comes into play when we get down to those times. It's recognizable and acceptable.
Very well put. Very well put. Melody Station, I want to thank you for being there for many years to me, and I appreciate it. And I'll talk to you real soon, okay? God bless, sweetheart. Appreciate you. Folks, I love you. And by the grace of God, I'll see you in the office tomorrow. Love to talk to you. New listeners, call tomorrow and talk to us. Ask questions. Don't be afraid to call me. I'm just a man like everybody else. I'm just a mortal individual. Give me a call. See you there. Good night.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.